Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you from all over the world, in Africa, and all the countries. I just want you to know that we appreciate you being here. And we want to say something and ask God to use us to say something, perhaps to do something that will inspire you. We realize that some of you don't have any other church except this. And so we've come to try to say something, do something that will be a blessing to your heart, to your family. God bless you. This is the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. I want to just welcome all of the saints from all over the world, in America and all over the world. I do approach you extremely humble because I know you don't have to be here. I know that. I know that there are many, many leaders, thousands of leaders on this line. And I do approach you as a lamb coming to you, asking you not to slay me, please. And just give me a chance, because I do approach you very humbly. God bless all of you. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I wonder, do you thank him? Amen. He is so wondrous and so ultra awesome and so phenomenal and worthy to be praised and adored. My. He is in the room now. I was talking to him earlier this morning, so he's already in the room. If you really believe that, some Christians, they talk that talk, but they don't really believe that he's real. If you believe he's real and he's in your room, he's there for a purpose, you could get your healing this morning, because when he comes in the room, he's not there to waste time. He's there for a purpose. And so what I'm trying to say to you, if you believe he's real, speak to him like he's a real person. I always talk about the Holy Ghost, and some people get so uptight about the word tongues or glossolalia. And I handle that by simply saying, can you speak? Can you? Are you a person? If you've got eyes to see, ears to hear, and you can speak, why would you think that the Holy Ghost, who is the third person of the Trinity, can't speak? He can speak. He'll speak to you if you let him. And you say, well, I ain't never spoke. Well, you probably haven't let him. You muzzle the ox. He wants to speak to you, but you won't give up to him. You won't let him speak. Amen. And you won't live so he can speak. Amen. But if he's in your room, he is in your room. Why don't you speak to him? Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Let's commence the line with praise, everybody. Do you have a praise for him? You ought to get it out. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's praise him. Everybody. Come on, let's praise him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Yes, you've been there all the way. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, for your goodness and your kindness. And the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The blessings of the Lord come on this line. Make it rich and no sorrow. The power of God prevailing on this line. The anointing of the Holy Ghost prevailing on this line. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What you're doing now is symbolizing to the people there in foreign lands that it's all right to praise him in the middle of the morning. It's all right to praise him at 6 or maybe 3 o'clock there, maybe 6 at night. But it's all right to praise him any time of the day. It's all right to praise him. Thank you so much for leading the praise across the world. God bless you. That's why you can't afford to sit there and say nothing, because people across the world can be inspired by you. Thank you. God bless you. I'm just so happy. I got a little rest, and everybody needs to rest. Jesus rested, and so I just followed suit. That's what the Lord did. And I want to thank God. I'm sitting here watching Mother Edley Johnson. Amen. She's sitting there. She's getting better and better. Amen. My Lord. Amen. I want to just try to keep my promise. I told you all that, maybe I told them on the blog line that I was trying to bring a message, a Good Friday message for you all this morning. I got up early about 4, and when I left the house trying to get to my mother's house in a hurry, I had written down some ideas and left them behind, and thought maybe, well, maybe I don't know about bringing this message without my notes, but Mother Johnson encouraged me. She said, baby, let the Lord use you. So,
amen.
Amen. So I'm here without what I had last night, but hopefully the Lord will give me something else here. It comes from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and the 4th and 5th verse. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken. It's kind of the light is low in here. So bear with me. Stricken of God and afflicted. Then it says in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. We are healed. I want to ask you if you could curtail your movement on the phone. Moving your sheets and things like that causes a lot of noise on the phone. If you want to press *6, that will mute your line so you can hear me, but we can't hear the noise that you make. All right. I want to talk from this topic this morning. There is a wound in his side just for you. There is a wound in his side just for you. Yeah, this message this morning is for people with problems that you cannot solve. It is also for people who have been broken and wounded and bruised and are going through things right now. You've had problems that have hurt you and caused you to lose sleep at night. And you cannot solve these problems. You've had to suffer and go through tests. And you have been suffering for a little while now. I want to talk to you. The Lord told me to tell you that if you're going through anything right now, give it to him. Because there is a wound in his side just for you. I got this basically from looking at Thomas. Come here, Thomas, just for a moment. Will you testify to the people? I see you being remorseful because you're the one who said in the room with the disciples, I won't believe that Jesus is risen except I see his nail scarred hands and I take my hand and thrust it in his side. To see the wound, may I add, or to feel the wound. Jesus had come to this earth because man had messed up so. He had sinned so. And God looked around for a sacrifice. Could not find a sacrifice anywhere that was a pure lamb until Jesus stepped up and said, Father, I'll go. The pure lamb came through 42 generations all the way from heaven down and came to this earth for you and for me. It was not complete even as he healed the sick and raised the dead. But the completion was on its way when Jesus marched from judgment hall to judgment hall and his own people who he had faith in condemned him to die. They put a cross on his shoulder. They started marching with hundreds, maybe thousands of people around him watching Jesus being ridiculed and pushed down and going through suffering just for you, just for you. And he marched up the hill called Calvary with the cross on his shoulder. And when it was too heavy, Joseph of Arimathea came in and helped Jesus march up the hill called Calvary. When the cross was there at Calvary, there were soldiers waiting up there. And they laid the cross down on the ground. And then they took Jesus and put him on the cross, on the ground, on the cross. They could not have hung him while he was up on the cross. He was down on the ground, symbolizing that he's been down for you. He's been to the lowest ebb for you, down on the ground. Oh, hurting down on the ground, hurting, bruises and wounds, hurting. Somebody knows I'm talking to you. You feel like you down on the ground, low and bruised and hurting inside. But Jesus laid there on that cross, on the ground for you. They took big spikes and nailed spikes through his hands, took other spikes and nailed spikes through his feet. And then a soldier got at the top of the cross, and two soldiers got on both sides, one at the bottom to steady the cross. And when the soldiers got there, that's when demons went crazy. Yeah, they started screaming. I hear them in the spirit realm crying, no, no, no. See, they didn't want the soldiers to lift that cross up. They wanted to keep Jesus down on the ground because they had heard that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But they made the mistake of lifting Jesus up. And when they lifted Jesus up, my God, they started something by mistake that they didn't know would change the world. Yeah. They lifted the cross up, and now Jesus, instead of being down on the ground, was high. That's why people have said he sits high and looks low. Oh, he's high and can see what you're going through. He can see your troubles, your sorrows, your woes, because he's high and lifted up. Here comes Jesus being lifted up on this cross. They took the cross. There was a hole already dug. And they stretched him wide on that cross and took the cross and dropped it in the hole. Somebody said they dropped him low. Yeah. See, I preached a sermon called A Step Down to Step Up. Sometimes you have to do like Jesus. You have to step down in order to step up higher. Jesus was down low, but he had to go down low in order to be placed up high. Now he's up high now on the cross, hanging. Look around the cross now. Can you see it in your eyes? With your eyes, can you see around the cross how there are some of the people here now, most of them, who ended up in the upper room and received the Holy Ghost because Jesus was lifted up. Just a few days later, the Holy Ghost fell on them because Jesus was lifted up. Here Jesus is, hanging high now. And people having not to look straight ahead, but now even his enemies had to look up. Even the Gentiles looked up. Even the Jews looked up. Everybody around the cross. If they wanted to see Jesus, they had to look up. What does he represent? Jesus represents life. Now, I've come to tell you that if you want life, you got to look up. Here are the people looking up at Jesus. Oh, can't you see that's the answer? That's the answer to your problem that you're going through. You've been wounded and bruised and hurt and going through tests and trials and tribulations. You're standing at the Red Sea. The sea is before you. And Pharaoh's army is right behind you trying to kill you. Oh, there are mountains on your right and mountains on your left. And there's dirt below you. Up, every option is gone, except one. If you look up, your redemption will draw nigh. If you look up, the help that you've been needing will come. If you look up, he'll send you blessing from up above. So here Jesus is now hanging up on the cross. Let me hurry here and get to my point on this message. As Jesus hung on the cross, people around him hated him. He was going through struggles. People hated him. He hadn't done anything wrong, but they hated him. And here you are going through struggles. You haven't done anything wrong to that sister. You didn't do anything wrong to that brother. But yet they hate you, and you don't know why. I got the answer. The Lord gave it to me. He said to tell you that people hate you and people don't like you when you're blessed like that. That's why they hate you, because you're blessed. That's why they hated Jesus, because he was blessed. Father had his hand on him. Father was using him even on the cross when they thought they were destroying him. Jesus was hanging there as the blessed of God. You're the blessed of God. People don't like you when you're blessed like that. When they think you ought to go down, and yet you're coming up. When they have done everything to call you all kind of names and slammed the door in your face and told you that you weren't nothing. The Lord lifts you up even higher. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Jesus hung on the cross for you and for me. Here he is hanging there, and here is someone mean, not having respect for him, taking Jesus for granted, though he was doing the best thing for everyone in the world. They disrespected him, took him for granted, said he wasn't nothing, treated him like he wasn't nothing. And here's a soldier with a spear now, who takes his spear and pierces Jesus in the side. I use the word, they jibbed him in the side with such force. Jibbed him in the side. And I looked at the soldier as I was seeing through the spirit realm what happened. The soldier pierced him, jibbed him in the side. Oh, seemed like with hate. Why would he do that? Why? I believe it was in the will of God that he would pierce him in the side. Nope, that he didn't pierce him in the foot. Because if he had pierced him in the foot, only blood would have run out. He didn't pierce him in the leg, because he had pierced him in the leg, only blood would have run out. He didn't pierce him in the hip, because if he had pierced him in the hip, only blood would have run out. Didn't pierce him in the arm or in the chest or in the neck, because only blood would have run out. But notice, here is the soldier on the ground now, in the state that Jesus was in earlier. He's on the ground, takes the spear, and at an angle, angled upward, with Jesus hanging up, he takes the spear and pierces him at an angle. He didn't go through the leg or arm. He went straight through the side at an angle, steeper than a 45. But it went straight up through the side, pierced the stomach, and went up toward the heart. Well, somebody said, well, why? Why? May I try to answer you through the auspices of the Holy Ghost? See, any other place, just blood would have run out. But now, when he pierced him in the side, out came blood and water. Blood, to take away the sins. The water for the washing and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, blood and water mixed together and went out of his side. Only blood would have run only a few feet. But God allowed it to be so that the water would mix with the blood and run down the hill called Calvary. Can't you see the blood running down Calvary? Somehow, it symbolized something. Life was in the blood, and it symbolized that since the blood is running down Calvary now, no matter who you are, you can have life. That man who's been a wino for 30 years and wants to come to Jesus can have life. That girl who's been on the street for 10 years selling her body, she can have life. For this blood can wash you and make you whiter than snow. Oh, my God, here's the blood running down Calvary. Can't you see that was the spirit in the blood that got in the land because it began to run? Oh, the spirit of the blood, the spirit of life. Must have run down Calvary, and somehow, some way, the spirit of the blood must have got in the water, because it ran all across the water and across the ocean and came here to America. That life, that blood, that saving blood, the blood still works, I want to tell you, because it found my mother and saved her, found my daddy and saved him, found my sisters and brothers and saved them, and thank God it found me. Yeah, the blood does still work, the blood from Jesus Christ that has the life. Oh, my God, here Jesus is being pierced in the side. Here's the water and the blood running down just to save you and just to save me. Oh, my God, I feel like shouting right here. Oh, my God, thank you, Lord, for the blood. And I want to tell you, that when the blood ran down Calvary, it ran down for those who are wounded. It ran down for those who are bruised, those who have problems that they cannot solve, problems that have hurt you so much and caused you to lose sleep at night. I want to tell you that the blood still works. It ran down Calvary for you. Oh, he was wounded for your transgressions. And I want to tell you, there is a wound, Thomas. There is a wound in his side just for you. You took your hand and felt the wound. And you know now that he is risen. Oh, my God. This was after Jesus went to Calvary. And after he went to Calvary and he died on Calvary on Good Friday. Let me tell you something. There was a wound in his side then, just for you and for me. Thomas felt it. It was after the cross. He felt the wound. There is a wound in his side just for you. I know you're bruised. I know you're aching inside. I know people form cliques on you just to keep you out. I know you've been left out many times and looked like nobody cared. I know you worked so hard and didn't get paid right for it. I know you had problems during the night, and the phone rang at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, and there was trouble on the line, and you didn't know what to do. You had to turn your head up and look up to the Lord and ask him, Lord, what do I do? Can't you hear him say, there is a wound in my side just for your trouble, just for you. There is a wound in my side just for you. Even though you've been bruised and down and felt like throwing in the towel, you couldn't make it somehow. They laughed at you and ridiculed you and lied on you and cheated you. It seemed like they put you out when you should have been put in. And seemed like that man in the home mistreated you, or that woman in the home mistreated you. There is a wound in his side just for you. Been on the job and people misuse you there. You wanted to slap somebody, but the Holy Ghost told you, hold your peace and just let me fight your battle. There is a wound. Got fired, got laid off, don't have this or that. But there is a wound in his side just for you. I know your brother, your uncle, your sister, one of them seemed like they lost the way and began to think, instead of being a woman as I should be, I'm a man. And instead of thinking I'm a man as I should be, I'm a woman. Became a homosexual, a lesbian. But you don't know how it will turn out. I want to tell you, even though they have made mistakes, there is a wound in his side just for them, no matter what you're going through. Jesus hung on Calvary on Good Friday, let me tell you. And they pierced him in the side just for you. You say, I got a habit. I can't stop smoking. I can't stop drinking. There is a wound in his side just for you. Been misused by my son. Misused by my daughter. Been misused by my brother. Misused by my sister. There is a wound in his side just for you. Seems like my future has been destroyed. But I want to tell you, the wound in his side can do you like Jonah did. Came out of the belly of the whale, and even though he had been in there a long time, somehow when he came out, he made the 3 days journey in one day. There is a wound in his side just for you. Oh, I could go on, but I'm out of time. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. The Lord sent me. If you've been broken, if you've been bruised, if you're going through a problem right now, the problem has already been solved. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, because there is a wound in his side just for you. God bless you. May you have a wonderful Good Friday, and bless you and keep you. Yeah. I want to just tell you I love you this morning. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. That's why I play.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir, we're here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Let's steady talking. Sorry about that. But wow, what a powerful, powerful message from our Chief International Ambassador. I'll tell you, a message of salvation, a message of conviction, letting us know, oh, my God, what a word, what a word. And there certainly is a wound in his side for each and every one of us. I'll tell you, you can just feel the anointing for an altar call. Chief, will it be okay?
Yes.
If you would just before the blog, they're going to have to change for the next setting. But if you could just offer prayer for everyone around the world, you know what to do. You know what to do. If you could just take that moment, we'd certainly appreciate it. Thank you,
Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for revealing to me that there is a wound in the side, and God said there's still that wound in the side. just for you. Jesus went to Calvary, and after he had been pierced in the side, Thomas felt that wound. It was after Calvary that he felt the wound. And let me tell you, whoever's listening to me right now, there's a wound in the side just for you. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, all you have to do is just accept him as your Lord and Savior into your heart, because he was wounded for your transgression, which is saved. Dr. Johnson, I've been on drugs for 15 years. I've been selling drugs for 15 or 20 years. Listen, there's a wound in his side for all of that, just for you. No matter what you've done, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, if you say that you have not sinned, you make God a liar and his word is not in you. But the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm telling you that you can be healed this morning in the spiritual realm, healed all your sins, healed of your past life, and become brand new in Jesus Christ through the wound in his side. And I want to tell you, if you come to Jesus, somebody else, if you come to Jesus and somehow you messed up since you come to Jesus, let me tell you something. His hand is still outstretched to you, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's waiting for you just to come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and turn from that way, and let Jesus renew you in the Holy Spirit. So you can rededicate your life this morning. I'm going to leave everybody in a word of prayer. This is a prayer, and at the close of this prayer, I'm going to ask you to follow me up, follow me in this word of prayer. It will change your life forever if you pray this prayer and mean it. Let me pray for you first of all. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on Calvary, symbolized by this day, Good Friday. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for hanging there on the cross and for them piercing you in your side. Because now I realize there is a wound in your side just for me and for everyone on this line. I pray that you save from the guttermost to the uttermost, and wash and make whole and make clean in Jesus' name. Bless that family and bless that home and bring others in the home to Jesus Christ. Save, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. And every person on this prayer line, please follow me out loud. Let me hear your voices in this word of prayer. Pray this prayer out loud. Everybody, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Thank you for sparing my life.
Thank you for sparing my life.
To see this day. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. You were buried. And you rose for me on the third day. I open my heart to you, Lord. I invite you into my heart, into my life.
I invite you into my life.
Save me right now, Lord. And I receive salvation. That cometh from above. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For hearing my prayer. And thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For coming into my heart. And for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. I've felt many rededications, and I've felt some people who had never really ever given their hearts to Jesus came to the Lord this morning. I want to just thank you for hearing that message. There is a wound in his side just for you. Remember that. The Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, my God. I'm praying for you throughout the day that God would strengthen you. I want to give you this advice as I get ready to give it back to Ambassador Hagin. I want to just ask you If you don't belong to a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, would you find one for this Easter and go down the aisle and let that pastor know that you gave your heart to Jesus or you rededicated your life to Christ? That's this Sunday morning. Let him know what you did. If you came to Christ, let him know. If you rededicate your heart, let him know. And so he'll know what to do and take you in so you can have nourishment here through a church home, people praying for you. You need that, people praying for you and being with you. When you go through struggles, you want people who will pray for you and believe with you. Secondly, I want to ask you to start reading the Bible. Start in the book of John. That's over toward, near the back of the book. The book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Start reading the book of John. And you may start reading the Roman chapter, the book of Romans. Go down the Roman road. Okay, that will help you a whole lot. Okay? And I want to just ask you, thirdly, if you would just start talking to the Lord. Yeah, thirdly, if you would start talking to the Lord. Yeah. You don't have to use any fancy words. Just talk to him in your way. You know, if you talk like that, hey, Lord, hey, what's up, Jesus? That's your way. Talk to God, and he'll talk back to you. But whatever way you can, learn to talk to God, and then learn to listen. Don't just be so smart where you know everything. Learn to listen and let the Lord talk back to you. All right, God, bless you and keep you. You'll grow in Christ if you follow those instructions. Read your Bible. Join that Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and let the preacher know your decision in Christ. And then read your Bible and then learn how to pray and talk to the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. God bless you. Back to Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan.
Oh, my. God bless you. Thank you so much, Chief International Ambassador. Oh, wow. What a life-changing word. What a word. What a word from God. And what an invitation for everyone. And I feel that so many of our loved ones around the world, including those of us who are here, we have certainly rededicated ourselves to the Lord. Oh, my. After knowing that there's a wound in his side for each and every one of us. And we give God praise. Now, I just want to be sure, Chief, what is it that you want me to do?
Let's get maybe two or three praise reports, and then let's close out with prayer here. Somebody who has urgent prayer requests, we want to pray for them.
All right. We will do. The lines are now open for two or three urgent prayer requests.
Praise report first. Praise report.
Okay.
First.
Two or three. Let's do two or three praise reports. Who have some praise reports that they want to give to
Good
the
morning.
Lord? Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless
this
you. Good morning.
In Kansas City. My praise report this morning is, our chief ambassador thought he needed his notes this morning, but he delivered an excellent message, a very touching message and appropriate for this time. So I just want to encourage him and let him know that he let God use him this morning and didn't need the notes. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Brittany.
Amen. Right on it.
I enjoyed the message. Very, very touching. Very fitting. Really, really was what I needed this morning. Oh, my God. So I thank you. You really did a beautiful, beautiful job this morning. Stirring message.
Thank you so much, Sister Peterson. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. And one more.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to Chief Ambassador, to all the ambassadors on the line, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and to all the saints of God. I must say I thank and praise God, amen, for this day and this timing of my life, amen, that I'm still receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, for bringing that word into my heart and into my home. When you minister, it's not just to me, it's in my home, and I thank God. On last night, we walked in our home. homes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And every impartation is going into my home where I live. And I thank God. And I'm so grateful that I have lived to see another, what we call Good Friday, amen, service, amen. Normally I'm in Chicago on Friday to Good Friday service, but my apostle changed it to Saturday. We're going to be in service almost all day Saturday, leading up into the resurrection day. But I do honor God this morning. I thank him. I cannot count. I believe all my life, ever since I've been born, I've recognized I was born into a family of salvation. And all my life, I have been in a Good Friday service. Even when I was working, I had to take it off. Amen, because we recognize this. Amen, and I thank God again for that word, and God did use you. Sometimes that message that he gave you might have been for something else or another time. Sometimes he just wants us to put the paper down, and I'm like Mother Johnson, let go and let God, because you're a seasoned man of God, and you know how to bring a message any time of day, and I receive that, and you be encouraged, and Chief Ambassador, know that God is using you no matter what you bring out of your mouth, if seasoned for the Lord, and God bless every last one of you on the line this morning. Back into your hands, Ambassador Hagan.
Oh, God. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Stern. Wow. Yes, I hear somebody else. Yes, go ahead.
Amen. Yes, God bless you, Mother Duncan, on the line on this morning. I praise and I magnify the Lord. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the saints under the sound of my voice. Amen. I thank God for this another Good Friday that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen. As we celebrate, amen, the death and the crucifixion, amen, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm just so glad to be a part of. Amen. Looking forward to Easter Sunday. Amen. As we celebrate his resurrection. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is good, saints. We can't praise him enough, Dr. Johnson. I tell people, amen, what you say on the prayer line about praising him, amen, 1,000 times. We start thinking about how good he is, and we can just tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before we know it, amen, I tell you that 1,000 times will be there. So we're asking, amen, that you continue to pray for us. We'll pray one for another, amen, that the will of the Lord be done in our lives. And then we'll say yes to his will, not our will, but yes to his will. Love each one of you. God bless you. Amen.
We can take a couple more. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Understand, we can take a couple of more. The line is open.
Yes. Thank you,
praise
Lord.
Praise God, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and to our Chief Ambassador. I hope you all can hear me a little clearly. I'm traveling on the highway.
Oh, yes.
But I just give honor to Jesus this morning, who is the author and finisher of my faith. This is Ambassador Smith. And as I'm traveling on the road, and I was just marinating off of that awesome word that our Chief had given me this morning, it just had me in an humbling state. I'm just at an awe, and I'm so thankful for the blood and the water. Amen. And on today, you all keep me in your prayers. I will be ministering at a noonday Good Friday service, and I thank the Lord for that. But to give you a praise report for me, I am just like, wow. For the last 7 days, the Lord has wowed me. And I'll just share one of those wows, because it's been 7 days straight. And yesterday, I have a great man of God in the city who said to me, you have blessed everybody in our city, and I hear that you're working on your retirement. And for you all have heard me share the testimony that I have a 3-story building downtown in the heart of Pine Bluff. And in the heart of Pine Bluff, a lot of those buildings are just changing. So one of our known banks is right in the very front of my building, who is offering the city $18 million for restoration of downtown. And I'm right in the heart of it. Thank you, Lord. And my building is still standing, looks good, the structure good, and it's just sound. But I thank the Lord for that. The God from this church came to me and said, listen, call this number. This lady is waiting to hear from you. Our church is going to pay for you to receive your 501c. Glory to God. And I just thank God for that, because I was working on that on my retirement. He said, we're paying for this for as much as you've done for us. And also, this person is going to do this for you, have two grants already available for you that they're going to write that we have done for our church. And I'm just at an awe, and I am just happy about it, because people know about grants and won't tell you anything. And I've been asking, and God answered my prayer. And I'm just this morning, I'm like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. So, Chief, I thank you for the word that was spoken over the line at the beginning of the year and last year. And I am walking in it this season, and I'm very careful about my walk, and that God was going to do these great things this year. And I am thankful, humbled, and I'm blessed. God bless all of you.
Wow. God, thank you so much. What a powerful, oh, wow, praise report. My God. The lines are still open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to thank God for how he used our chief ambassador this morning. What an awesome, awesome word. What an appropriate word for this Good Friday. And I thank God for you, Chief, and continue to let the Lord use you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow.
Ambassador, Ambassador Pfeiffer here just said, what a word, what a powerful word, teaching about the there is a voice in his side just for you, letting me know that everything I need, all the healing I need, is in the side of Jesus Christ, and letting us know that he was lifted up, and lifted up. You'll draw all men unto him. And I think that this first line is one of the examples of drawing the world unto our Savior, letting them recognize that God is God. And I praise him for this Resurrection Sunday. I have to go and speak at a church tonight, and there were so many nuggets in there. As Ambassador Bennett was that God used you to bring out, that I had already decided to use some of them tonight, because people need to know that he was laid down. He was put on the ground in order to be lifted up. And I just thank God for that, because that has so much power in it, knowing that resurrection power is there for our healing. This is why we should claim our healing when doing the prayer line. Claim healing, claim your salvation, claim whatever it is you need from the Lord, because he was wounded for our transgressions, and I thank God for it. And thank God for the Mother Johnson being there and encouraging you to go ahead. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Lord, praise the Lord. Lord.
Yes, go ahead. Mother Johnson.
I thank God that nobody can take my space. My space. What he done for me. Oh, I just thank him. Because I have a place there. In his side. I thank him and I praise him. Oh, how wonderful he is today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My faith.
God bless you. Let's get a couple of prayer requests, two or three. Anybody have a really major prayer request or something that you need God to do? Urgent.
Good morning.
I want to pray for you.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Ambassador Hagen. Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson. This is Charlotte Gray. I do have a praise report. I just wanted to first tell you I really appreciated that message. Very encouraging. Never heard it laid down. I've always heard it. He was hung up for our hang-ups. So I thank God that we can lay down our burdens. I thank God for the message of love that comes across this line. and how it encourages me to love when we are unloved. And I thank God because he loves the unlovable. So I just thank you for that word today that encouraged me. And my praise report is that I am loving even more. That's my praise report today. I am loving even more. And my prayer request is I am lifting up my husband, Douglas Gray. He is having some serious problems with his knee. I'm also asking God to continue to encourage his heart and continue to move in his life. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
I pray for my immediate family that Lord will wake a miracle this Easter holiday.
I would like to have, this is Mother Wilson this morning. I'm requesting prayer for my little son here. He's been sick off and on all the night, and he tried to eat something this morning, and he bumped it back up. So I'm requesting prayer for him, Ms. Anthony Johnson. And I give him the message. God bless you.
Mother Johnson got on.
With.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson. What was that request again?
It was an unspoken request. I don't want the devil to know what I'm going to say, but it's unspoken.
Oh, all right. So much. Chief, did you hear those the requests?
I did. I'm ready to pray.
All right. You can your hands there.
I'll take one more request.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
You can.
I'm asking prayer for myself.
Okay.
This is that Bastard Fetty like Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan. We want to thank God for Bishop being home and he's doing extra well. I desire prayer this morning for my entire family. The family of Bishop Chauffeur lost other in law sister Ruthie passed away, and they're having a funeral tomorrow. So I'm asking prayer for them, and I'm asking prayer for my strength. So I can feel the hope. Hallelujah. It is fine.
This is Saint Johnson.
This is who now?
Ernestine Johnson.
Ernestine Johnson out of Louisiana.
And I would like to request prayer for myself. I'm having major pain, so severe pain in my lower stomach and my back.
Okay, that's about as much as I can take today, folks. God bless you. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you. Because you give me the privilege of being heard by you. It is the most also awesome privilege to come before you and just get on my knee and kneel before you. Lord, you are not coming for myself.
Yes,
but I'm coming, Lord, for others in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to Douglas Gray. Douglas Gray, the husband of Charlotte Gray. God, that knee that's in pain. God, I know you're a painkiller. Somebody, they go to the doctor and they get these painkillers, but oh my God, Lord, you made pain and you can kill pain and take it out, completely out of the knee.
Yes.
Oh, I'm asking you, look on these people who are bruised and wounded. There is a wound in your side just for them.
Yes,
God. Pain,
God.
Look on every person on this line. My God, Sister Peterson, oh, God, look on her and give her immediate hand touch from me and move the pain, move whatever the enemy is trying to do. Oh, God. I'm asking you to remove it from this prayer line.
Yes,
every person, give me a mass affliction moving. Give me a mass affliction moving. Move it, Lord, and completely cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Look on Mother Wilson. her son who's sick, God. I see her up during the night. Oh, my God, she's weary. She needs rest. I'm asking you. And she can't rest with her son sick like that. I'm asking you to heal her son, Lord, for Christ's sake and for the glory of God. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Heal her, Lord, in Jesus' name. My. Lord, I feel the anointing. Amen. Going into your house. All around your son. It's like a brightness around him. When God is in a resurrection. Life is all around him. God's doing something in your son now. Shut up, Tim.
Yes.
And God, thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes.
Look on Mother Johnson and with her unspoken request. God, you know all unspoken requests. I'm praying in Jesus' name that you will give her complete healing in her body, complete deliverance, and complete resurrection. Oh, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for her and for what you're doing right now. Sister Lucille, I know you realize, Sister Lucille, that this, you're one of the people that this message was meant for. There is a wound in his side just for you.
Yes.
Every problem that you got and the brokenness that you have gone through, all of the wounds and being bruised that you've gone through. God said, give it to him because he got a wound in his side. Through Jesus Christ. Just for you. Yeah. It's going to be all right, Sister Lucille. I heard the Lord say it. It's going to be all right. Dr. Lacey, it's going to be all right. If y'all go through bereavement, he's got you. Hold you up. And deliverance is nigh.
Oh, God.
And Lord, look on her situation in Mary's mission. Touch and help. And send the help from above. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. We appreciate what you're doing for her.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty and phenomenal and ultra awesome name. Thank you. Look on Sister Ernestine Johnson with her unspoken request. Oh, God, would you take your hand, Lord, and just lay your hand on her back. Let her know that you're in the room. Let her feel, in the name of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Ghost going through her back. I know you can do it because the Holy Ghost is real, and we can feel him many times in the room. Let her feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost going through her back. And let her know that she is healed by the wound in her side, just for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for it. We praise you for it. We appreciate you. We give you the glory and all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray all these things. And Jesus, according to the word, it is done. Because you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the glory that the Father may be glorified.
Yes,
and you said it again, ask anything and I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. I ask you this, in your name, Jesus, that the Father may be glorified, every one of these things, that all that happened and come to pass. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And God bless you. We're ending right on time here. We love you and we appreciate you. I don't have my music. I'm over here at the mom's house. Let me leave. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. How are you, Chief Ambassador Johnson? Can you please keep my son in prayer, please, in the middle of the night, around 2 in the morning? His asthma started. Just keep him in your prayers. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
All right. I want you to get on the blog line about it.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost said there's deliverance in your house.
Yes, sir.
Just for you, if you get on that blog, Mom. And do
what
I. 9 o'clock Your time, that'd be 10 o'clock.
Okay.
You're in Connecticut, right? Or somewhere around there. Anyway,
okay.
10 o'clock. Be on there, because there's deliverance in your house and for your son, just for you.
Amen. I'll be going to church tonight, Chief Ambassador, so what should I do?
Come out and get in your car at that time if you want this deliverance. All I can tell you
is
the Holy Ghost told me.
Okay.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I don't have the block line number.
Well, we've given it out many times, but I'm going to give it out.
Yes, sir.
This time, don't fail to hear God when he speaks to you.
Okay.
I've spoken to you many times before about this, and you didn't move when he said move. Because he told you to get on that line and thank you. Here's a number, 646.
646-595. 595-2035.
God bless you.
Again. Okay. 646-595-2035.
Right.
Thank
God
you.
God bless
sir.
You. All right. All of you on the line, I want to let you go. I'm very compassionate toward people. I don't want to, recognize your time is very, very valuable. And it's 7:01. God bless you. May you have a wonderful day. I'm just singing. Hi.
Praise God. Excuse me, Chief. Before you go.
All right. Go ahead.
There are some people I'm quite sure on the blog, the radio, who would like the opportunity to give before they dismiss themselves. And I'm quite sure there's some here on First Fruit who would like to be able to be a blessing to our Chief International Ambassador today. He has really poured out of his soul and to us and fed. And the Bible says, muzzle not the ox, but feds out the corn. And I know some of you, you know, want to be able to give today. And remember, faith sows the seed and love grows the seed. And I know a lot of you want to participate today. So I'm going to ask Ambassador Gina if she'll come and give us that information so everybody will know how to show a blessing to our leader today. God bless. Ambassador Gina, are you there?
God bless you. I am here. Thank you so much. And for those of you that would like to be a blessing today, you may do so by going to Walmart. You may send it Walmart to Walmart to Overland Park, Kansas. Attention to Dr. Vernard Johnson. This V is in victory. E-R-N-A-R-D. In
let me ask them to just put Vernard Johnson because they look under the D's with doctor. Just put Vernard Johnson in it.
Great. We're going to send it to Vernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas. Once you do that, they will give you a reference number. Please call 913-406-845. That number again is 913-406-4845 and give the reference number. Let them know what reference number is. You may also put it in the mail. Address it again to Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Gina, and thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. I appreciate that, and so compassionate. Amen. Most of the time, I forget all about pushing or offering anything like that. But I do appreciate everything you send to us. Amen. You will be blessed. God told me that everybody who blesses you will be blessed, bountifully blessed. One of the most touching offerings I've ever received, two of them. One is when I went to the mailbox and somebody sent me a dollar, and I shouted in the post office box because of that dollar was sent. Because of my gratefulness for the dollar, 2 weeks later I went to the mailbox, and there was $10,000 in the mailbox for me. And the second touching offering I received was somebody went and I don't know if it was a piggy bank or whatever they got it out of. They had saved their change and sent their change to me. And it symbolized that they had gone through great sacrifice. And they chose me as the recipient of all of that sacrifice. And so thank you so very much. Those are the great two. But I've had many more other touching blessings, but I appreciate it very much. Another one was when Lady Betty happened to share with me a love offering. Amen. I wasn't expecting it. It caught me off guard. And because you normally don't expect it from your spouse, but she did. And so thank you so very much, all of you. God bless you. I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Excuse me, one other thing. I hate to interrupt you, T, but we got this time for the blog.
Go ahead. All right. Let's hear Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Something important happening in your place? It came on our news feed on the NPR radio news feed that something exciting is happening on the 12th over at your place, Amazing Grace.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I hadn't told you, but miracles like you've never seen are happening to me in 2015. One miracle is on the 12th of this month, April 12th, just a couple of days I had a film crew call me from Canada, and they said, Dr. Johnson, we want to come down and film a documentary on your life. And they are flying in from Canada on next Friday. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning at our church filming me for a documentary on my life. Everybody who's in this area, please come out and be with me because I need you there on Sunday. Not this Easter, but the following Sunday will be when they're doing this documentary on my life, which will be shown, they say it will be shown possibly all over America, but it will definitely be shown all over Canada because they're a film crew from Canada. Who knows, NBC or ABC or somebody might pick it up. It will be, beg your pardon? Because it will be out there. And if y'all pray, no telling what might happen. They were talking about this book I wrote on Fasted 1,000 Days, and they said some of them said it would be make a phenomenal movie on my 1,000-day fast. So I don't know. God can do anything. So I would like to ask y'all to put that to prayer, maybe one day next week or whatever, or right now, whenever, but pray that God would do something ultra awesome for his glory. And who knows, this may be one of the spectacular things that God said he was going to. He said he was going to do something spectacular, and it's going to change things for me and for y'all. Amen.
Wow.
So the line, I want to tell you about it. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's incredible. And to God be the glory. God bless you. That's back to you, too.
Can't hear you right now, Ambassador Hagen.
God bless you. I think it's back to you, Nasser. It's incredible what God is doing. Incredible. And we
thank
do,
you so much.
We do invite everyone that's on the blog that's hearing us from the radio, wherever you are, try to make your plans and try to be there and send us. Or else make, if you can't come, then just do what we do at church. If we can't come, we always have something to represent. All right? And God bless you all. Back to you, T.
Well, we're out of here. I don't want to hold the people any longer. God bless all of y'all. May you have a wonderful day, and may something ultra also happen to you between today and Monday. We'll be hearing you back again. Now, the blog line will be on just to keep you encouraged tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, all three nights. And then we'll be back on the line again on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Central. May the Lord bless you again. Thank you, Dr. Stern. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer, for holding my arms up like a Moses and a Hur, H-U-R. Yeah, they held up the arms of Moses and they won the battle. And I feel like when y'all holding my arms up, we will win this battle. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And thank you so much, all of you.